I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. As Congress holds hearings to investigate the presidential election, two politicians are trying to assess the security of local election systems in Illinois. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Illinois State Senator Michael Hastings of Tinley Park have asked 110 county clerks and election authorities to give them information about their voting systems.
Almost a year ago today, on June 23rd, the Illinois State Board of Elections was the victim of a malicious cyber attack of unknown origin against the Illinois voter registration system database. Because of the initial...
That's Steve Sandvoss, executive director of the Illinois Board of Elections, testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee in Washington, D.C. The board is working with the FBI to protect Illinois election systems and voter registration information and prevent future cyber attacks from being successful. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Illinois State Senator Michael Hastings have also sent a list of questions to municipal election authorities. Ken Menzel, the Illinois Board of Elections General Counsel, says they want to know how much protection local voter registration and election systems already provide.
It seems to be, at this point, information gathering as to whether the individual jurisdictions believe that they were targets of any kind of cyber attack, and what they have in the way of safeguards in place to secure against those sorts of attacks.
Here are a few of the questions. Have you been hacked or suffered from a cyber intrusion in recent history? If so, have you worked with local or national law enforcement on the matter? And did you perform an audit of your systems after the Illinois Board of Elections was hacked? Menzel says Illinois has only had a statewide list of registered voters for about 11 years.
What's really newsworthy from the 2016 incursion is not that someone tried to get in, it's that someone succeeded in getting in, and that it appears that that someone is closely affiliated with a foreign nation state. So this isn't a matter of all of a sudden we're starting to think, oh, we have a cybersecurity issue. We've had that for more than a decade. And we've been battling that for over a decade.
During a hearing in May, the Illinois State Senate Subcommittee on Cybersecurity learned more about last year's cyber attack. It's also been confirmed that Illinois and Arizona were targets, and the attackers may have targeted other states.
Last summer, when the intruders started to download data, one of our monitoring things is traffic on our site. And we caught the traffic spike of them starting to download data and got them shut down when they had only downloaded something on the order of 0.5% of our database. We then saw that we had this unauthorized attack. We shut the system down. We went through all of the logs on our servers, recreated the attack that was run against us, and then we ran that attack ourselves against a backup copy of the database to figure out exactly what information they had gotten. Less than 90,000 records had been viewed. Those people were sent letters. We had a feature to our website where they could look their own information up and see specifically what was in their particular voter file to know what the intruders had viewed.
After the 2000 election, the Help America Vote Act helped counties pay for the optical scan and touch screen machines they have now. The county clerks and election commissions in Illinois are independent, and they bought a wide variety of equipment that's now starting to get old. Steve Sandvoss, the head of the Illinois Board of Elections, wants to fix that.
One of the concerns facing our state and many others, we believe, is aging voting equipment. The Help America Vote Act established requirements for voting equipment, but while initial funding was made available to replace the old punch card equipment, additional funding has not been further appropriated. If additional funding is not available, we would like to receive authorization to use the state's existing HAVA funds to allow spending on enhanced security across all election-related systems.
Cyber attacks. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Also of a particular concern, security training funded and provided by a federal entity such as the EAC or DHS.